turn to chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. We want to read not all of this chapter, but read down through some verses in this chapter that we might be able to, I'd say, just speak from some of the things about the chapter. Now, this chapter is just a blessing to sit down and read it. I mean, not maybe it being expounded to us, but just sit down and read what the Lord has said here in these verses of Scripture. So let us start with verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of the heavens saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow or crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of a fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. He shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates at the gates were 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the name of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. And on the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that measured, and he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the walls. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as a bread. He measures the city with reeds 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height, all of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel. If correctly read, that's reading 17 verses from this portion of the word of the Lord. He certainly describes, I'll tell you, the city of God in those verses that I read to our hearts. It'd be all right just sit down and just read that and keep on reading it. Now, David, we might find out some things really about him and this walk of life. We need to go back to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to just help us and guide us. This Spirit, would you pray for us?
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you again, Lord, for this day, God. God, for the Holy Spirit, Father God. God, call us to all the people, Father God, to say, Lord, Father God, God, bless me, God, and to the one, Lord, Father God, to me, Lord. We thank you, God, for the reading of the church, God, and for the hearing, God, of the Holy Spirit, God, at this time, Lord. Help us, God, Father, to get, Lord, Father God, to understand and hear, Lord, what you have us to hear tonight. God, I'm glad, Lord, that there's some promises to give us. Father God, promises here, God, in this scripture. Lord, we thank you, God, for all. Lord, bless thee, God, and help me. Lord, we thank you, God, for the church, God, for those who've been saved, God, for those who've been baptized, and, Lord, God, the new members, those, God, who've gone this morning, Father. God, I pray, God, Lord, with love, Lord, and God, hold them, God, close unto you, Lord, Father God, and strengthen them,
Lord, Jesus,
Lord, help us, God, to be the church, God, you want us to be. Lord, help us, God, to be strong, God, for Jesus, Lord, for your honor, for your glory. God, I pray, God, for each of these requests of prayer, God, Lord, see my Lord, Father, Lord, as they mentioned this morning, God, as they almost tell it, Lord, about those that are sick in the hospital, and those sick at home, Father. God, it goes on and on, Father, Lord, and one, God, Lord, God, it seems like a roll call, God, of your saints. God, Father, the one who's mentioned, Father. Lord, I pray, God, your blessings upon them. I pray, God, Father, Lord, just strengthen them. Lord, we know, God, Lord, it's our desire tonight, Lord, is to be in the house of God, Father. Lord, I know, God, they desire, Lord, to be back here, Lord, where they can worship you, Lord, and feel your head. Lord, I pray, God, just hover down with them, Lord, there in the hospitals. God, there at home, wherever they may be, Lord, just be with them, good people. Father, those that have operations, Lord, I pray, God, that, Lord, Father, be with them, Lord, guide that surgeon's hand, Father. Lord, we know, God, you provide the knowledge, Lord, Father God, and the guidance, Lord. I just pray, God, you be with them, Lord, according to your holy will. God, forgive us for many sins. And again, I pray tonight, Father, Lord, you'd help us, God.
Oh, Jesus.
God, help us to worship you tonight, Lord, to take this scripture, God, to apply it to our hearts and our lives. Lord, we might draw closer to you. Lord, for being one here lost, Father, tonight, I pray, God, the Holy Spirit, God, Lord, we convict that heart before it goes out tonight. Lord, they might see, Lord, the joy, Lord, of serving Jesus. They might see the joy, God, of this new Jerusalem, Father. Lord, help us, God, to worship you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We've covered a number of things in the last maybe 2 months as we've been speaking and talking on the book of Revelation. We talked about the Battle of Armageddon. We talked about the millennial reign. We talked about the tribulation. We talked about the great white throne judgment. All these things. And I tell you, we've been leading all the time up to this chapter and the next chapter. As we begin to look at this chapter, I'd like to speak tonight on all things new. All things new. I tell you, God's going to make all things new one of these times. I mean, that is, we're going to look out upon, I'll tell you everything, and it's going to be new to us. I thank the Lord for it. I notice what he said in verse 1. So many times we look in the Bible and we read one verse and we get maybe one word out of that verse, and then we continue to read, but the rest of it don't mean anything to us. But we need to just go, I'll tell you, slow, and take some things from this book tonight and just see what he's got to say. He said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea." Now, when I said all things new, really, that's what I want to speak on tonight. I lay the new things. Things that's going to be new. Now I realize he's talking about a new rim altogether. Now whenever you begin to think about a rim, you think about certainly a kingdom. Not only do you think about a kingdom, you think about a king's dominion. That is, I lay we're thinking about he that's going to rule over this whole, I'll tell you, new realm the new earth and the new heavens above. But to clarify, I'll tell you the new heavens and the new earth. Now, there is three heavens. Now, you ought to know this, and I believe the biggest part of you do know that there is three heavens. You take where the birds and the planes fly, that's the first heaven. Then where the stars and the moon is, that's the second heaven. Then where God's throne is, that's the third heaven. And so he said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Now we also have in the word of the Lord, some other places he talked about a new heaven. I believe that you go in the book of Peter and you will turn over to 2 Peter. I believe it is, and it's chapter 3 and verse 10. Notice he said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now, he's talking to us. He's beginning to tell us something about how all this is going to come about. Then we also find in the book of Isaiah, I believe in the 65th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and I believe it's verse 17. I believe it is. 65 and verse 17. Listen to what he says here. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come unto mind. And then I believe that he even makes mention of it in the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. So he's talking about making a new heaven and a new earth. And I can tell you what I believe about the thing. Now, I don't believe just the earth is going to go out completely out of existence. I don't believe that. I believe that it'll be purified by fire. I believe even the heavens above will be purified by fire. And I believe then it'll be a new heaven and a new earth. And not only that, I can go back and show you now. Whenever he destroyed the Andaluvian world, he just covered it with water and destroyed everything that was upon the earth, and the earth stayed here just like it was. I believe the earth still will be here just like it is. I believe the fire that he's going to send that'll burn up the elements in the heavens, it'll only purify. And so that's what a lot of our great writers and teachers believe, and I go along with that. So I'm talking about the new realm tonight. That is a new kingdom, a new dominion out here with a new king that's reigning over it. I'm talking about a new heaven. I'm talking about a new earth. He said, I saw, the heavens and the earth. They pass away. I believe everything that was upon the face of the earth. See, this whole earth is under a curse tonight. And so these things have got to be so, that we, be purified and be cleansed and set free from the bondage it's in under tonight. And I thank the Lord that he's going to set it free after a while. And then in verse 2 he said, now no more sea. I'll get back to that later on, sometime in the next week or so. And he said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Now notice he said a new Jerusalem. I thank God that the New Jerusalem, and he saw is the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Now I don't know where all of you were here the night that I made mention of this, But I believe that whenever during the millennial reign, I believe the saints of the Lord are coming back. And I believe the New Jerusalem is going to be over the old Jerusalem. And we will ascend and descend just like the angels did in Jacob's day, whenever Jacob saw a ladder that reached up to the heaven, and angels ascending and descending. Now it's a New Jerusalem and there's an old Jerusalem. The old Jerusalem is here upon the earth, but the New Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven from the Lord. And so I'm glad that God's got a new city for the children of God to be in. And I read to you over here in the latter part, over here this chapter, I believe it's somewhere, maybe around the 15th verse, he measured it with a reed. Now the measurement of the city of the New Jerusalem is, you notice it is, the breadth and the width and all of it and the height was all the same. What it is, it's 1,500 miles in this direction. It's 1,500 miles in that direction. Then it's 1,500 miles back in this direction. And 1,500 miles back in this direction. Then 1,500 miles straight up. That's what he's talking about in the Word of the Lord. Now I'll tell you, that's a good sized place. Now you can just say all you want to, you fellows that drive, I'll tell you that maybe get out on the highway. Sometime you measure 1,500 miles that you travel and see the distance. I believe somebody said one part of it would touch New York and the other part would touch Dallas, Texas. I said that was 1,500 miles. That'd be a pretty good sized city. Thank God in LA that's going to be occupied with the saints of the Lord. That is our future home. I thank God for it. Boys, I tell you, when you get in on this, this will stir your heart. This is New Jerusalem, he saw. And I'll say, old John was on the Isle of Patmos, cast out here, because I'll say that he believed, that he preached, and that he lived for the glory of God. And the Lord let him see every bit of this. And I'll say, he just began to write it down in a book, and that he wrote in the book we still have today. And I thank the Lord for it. Notice I said new rims. Whenever I said new rims, then I said that was the king's dominion. That is, that's going to be where the King of Kings is, and the Lord of Lords is going to be reigning from here. That's where the saints of the Lord is going to be in the new heaven, in the new earth. And so I know that a lot of times we get, well, he said, preacher, I don't understand. There's a lot of things I don't understand, dude. But did you know what? I do know this one thing, that you'll be, you'll have a spiritual body, and you can be one place and want to go to another place in a moment of time. You can be there just like that. I thank God. And you said, well, I didn't know it's like that. There's a lot of things you don't know about that he's got in store for it. Then notice in verse 3, new relationship. I'm talking about things new tonight. He said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven, he said, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be, I'll tell you, their God. In that wonderful new relationship, the person, God himself, shall be with them. Isn't that wonderful? Going to be with the Lord forevermore. That is, you'll be no separation. You won't be there one day. In fact, you won't even be running on days. I tell you, we'll be going to be running on eternity. Just as soon as you leave out of this walk of life, wherever you go, you're going to start running on eternity. Days will cease. Months will cease and years will cease. It won't mean anything to you. It'll be eternity from that on. And so we'll have new relationship because we're going to be in new realm of life. Thank God for it. I appreciate what the Lord, I tell you, got in store for me. Thank God I get tired and body here. I get wore out and wore down. But I begin to think about what God's got on the other side of life. Now they are the things He's got for us. And I tell you, it blesses and thrills my soul. Then under this new relationship, I said, then there's a person, God Himself, is going to be there. Now, if God blesses us, and I tell you, whenever He comes and gets real close to us, here in the form of the Spirit, what's it going to be like to be in the presence of God throughout ceaseless ages? Your mind can't imagine what all will take place, and I lay the joy and the peace and the happiness. No wonder He said He's going to wipe away all tears in a little bit. Thank the Lord. I'm glad that God's got some things in store for us. Then notice He said in the new relationship, He said we're going to be with a person. Then we're going to be in His presence, Lord. I like that. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. The tabernacle was recognized as a place of God's presence. In that day, His presence will be with man. I'll tell you, we shall see Him, I'll tell you, face to face. We're not going to be looking through a glass darkly. We're not going to be saying, well, we got to be walking by faith. Thy faith will be laid aside, and my hope will be laid aside. Praise God, we're going to be, we'll see Him face to face just like He is. That's wonderful. And the only way you can see Him is to have a spiritual body. That's the only way you'll be able to look upon the Lord. And so I'm glad in this new relationship, we're going to be with God. He's a person. Thank God. We're going to be in His presence. And what blessings that is. Then notice the prosperity that's going to be there. And He said upon the throne, said, behold, I make all things anew. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Then He went a little farther and He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Now He said here in verse 7, He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. I thank the Lord. I tell you, He's going to make all things new. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. All things are ours. Ye are Christ, and Christ is in God. The ones that overcame by faith through watchfulness and prayer and self-denial. Thank God, I'm glad this new relationship that we're going to have in the next walk of life. Then let us go just a little farther. Notice new resources that we're going to have over there in the city of the Lord. In verse 6 what He said. He said, I tell you, whenever He said, and He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Access to the fountain of the water of life freely. That is, our lady, we can just go and drink whenever we want to, right out of the water of life. I'll tell you, right out of the fountain of life. It's there for us if we want to drink out of it. We'll have access to everything God's got, everything God's ever had, everything that God will ever have. The children of God will have access to that. Then I'll tell you, we'll have access to the tree of life. You'll find that in the 22nd chapter in verse 14 if you read over there. So look, He said, blessed are they that do His commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate unto the city. I'm going to have access not only to the river of life, thank God, not only to the fountain of life, not only I tell you that, but the tree of life also. That's new. Relationship. That new resources for the children of God. We go just a little farther, and He said, access to the glories of the city in Jerusalem. I believe that you find out that in chapter 22 and 14. Notice he said, blessed are ye, are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate of the city. So I'm going to have access into the gate of the city of the Lord. It's wonderful, Ali, just to be able to be there. And Ali, what a time. We can help, and I can't even imagine, you can't even comprehend what God's got in store for the children of the Lord. Ali, it blesses me, it thrills me, it moves me, and it keeps me going on from day to day, knowing what God has got in store for us. We sometimes think, well, all we'll do whenever we die, we just go in the presence of the Lord, and that's it. No, sir. I'm telling you, there's going to be a city that we dwell in throughout ceaseless ages. 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles high, and 1,500 miles long, and the river of life's going to be in it. Thank the Lord. And I'll tell you, going to have 12 gates. I'll tell you, ample entrance for everybody to get in. In the city of God. You know, one place in Matthew said, and they came from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and sat down with Abraham, and Isaac and Jacob. I'm glad that, thank the Lord, ample entrance for everyone to the city of the Lord. And no one ought not to miss this in life, because he's got some things in store for us. Then notice new residents. I've spoke about the new realms, new relationship, new resources, and new residents. Notice he said in verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. He that overcometh. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. By faith and watchfulness and self-denial. That's the way you overcome today. That's the only way we overcome. We overcome by faith. We overcome by watchfulness. That is, watch over your life. Watch over God's word and self-denial. That's the way you and I will overcome. I lay it into the city of the Lord. You said, well, preacher, I'm saved. Will there never be a time I won't be saved? No. I lay, you can have abundant joy in the city of the Lord. Now, a lot of people said, well, I wonder how great my joy will be. I won't know how great your joy will be, and neither will you know how great my joy will be over that. But it's one thing about it, you'll have all you can carry in the city of God. You'll have all you can handle over in the city of the Lord. You can just rejoice forevermore. And that's what it's going to be doing. We'll be doing rejoicing and serving Him, the Bible said. And we're going to serve Him over in the city of the Lord. So I'm glad for the new resident. Over there. And not only that, he said over in verse 27, notice what he said. He said, and thou shalt be in no wise enter in at anything that is undefiled, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. There ain't going to be nobody left but the redeemed of all ages. You don't have to worry about the devil anymore. You don't have to worry about any more hypocrite. You don't have to worry about any more of this or any more of that. There ain't going to be anybody there but them that's had their name recorded in the Lamb's book of life. No wonder he said it was a new heaven and a new earth. No wonder he said all these things has passed away and all things are new to us. I'm so thankful and glad, that God's got things in store for us. And there shall in no wise enter in, he said, these things, that maketh a lie. Not only that we're going to be obedient to the Lord over that. You know, many times we're disobedient to God here. We don't do what God tells us to do. If everybody did what God told them to do, day after day and Sunday after Sunday, we'd all shout when we come to the house of God. I never have seen everybody shout one time. I've seen a good deal of people
a shout that I've never seen everybody shout. Notice verse 3 of, I believe, of the 22nd chapter. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. That means obedience over there. And so it's wonderful to know, honey, that we're going to serve him over there. I'll tell you, the person, the presence, and the prosperity that's going to be over it. New resources. Thank God we're going to have resources for the water of life and to the tree of life and to the glory of this city. Then I'll say new resident. And I'll tell you, when you mention resident, it means something that's fixed. It means something that's firm. I'll tell you, to dwell. He's no more, I'll tell you, we're no more a pilgrim and a stranger. We're resident over there. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger here, and will be until I get out of this walk of life. Praise the Lord, I'll tell you, one of these days, I'll be going to take up new residence, and it's going to be the city of the Lord. Thank God forevermore. You are too if you're redeemed. And so there's a new thing that are going to happen. And so next week, if nothing don't happen, I'll probably speak on the things that's going to be no more. I'll lay no more in the city of, I'll lay in this walk of life, and no more in the city of God. I just told you the new things is going to be over there. Man, everything's going to be new. The same room will be new. Glory to God, you talk about everything new. Man, I'll tell you right now, we won't even need this. There's no light in the city of God, because he said he was the light. Okay, he's going to make light. Jesus is radiant. He's the light of the world. And I'll tell you, whenever God turned his face upon the Son of God at Calvary, hallelujah, and turned his back to him, it came darkness for 3 hours. But thank God, I hope God's going to light up the city with his very presence. Yeah. Honey, and we're just going to walk and serve him and be in his presence forevermore. It's good to know, boys, that we're going home after a while. Yeah. All we have here is heartache and sorrow, disappointments and troubles of life. But after a while, he said, no more crying, no more sighing. I'll tell you, all these things are going to be gone. I'll lay in no more cities. And I can tell you something on the cities, but I'll tell you next week, there's going to be some things. We're going to speak on things which are no more. Thank God, I'm glad there ain't going to be no more sin after a while. Did you know that? Glory to God, there ain't going to be no more devil. Ain't going to be no more crowd to bother me. I'm going to have a good time in this city of the Lord. In fact, I'm going to try to have a good time here. Thank God if I can. And so we ought to just serve him. I'm glad he said, I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, I'll tell you, coming down out of the throne of God. I'm looking for a new heaven and a new earth. I'll tell you right now that we can dwell in. There's a lot of things I don't know, but I just tell you that which I do know for the glory of God. May we go to the Lord and